God is good all the time, even when you're bad. He don't change. Amen? He doesn't change. So when revelation comes, what comes next? Revolution. People begin to fight. Revelation should bring revolution, not wimps. Amen? God is raising up warriors. This end time. It's no time to play games. We must kick the devil out of the White House and every other house. Hallelujah. Revelation 17, verse 1. Let's speak it together, please. And one of the seven angels who had seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, "Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication. And the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication." So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on the scarlet beast, which was full of names and blasphemy, having seven heads and seven horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls, and having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. And on her forehead a name was written, "Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth." The earth, in other words, the world system. "I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. But the angel said to me, 'Why do you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the seven heads and the ten horns.'" Those are known as puppet masters. Is everybody with me? They're known as what? Puppet masters. In other words, they are masters of deception. Verse 8, "The beast that you saw was and is not and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition." Remember, beasts represent fallen angels. "And those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the earth." So they're going to marvel because they're not written in a book of life. But we're going to know. Amen? Because the anointing tells us all things to come. "When they see the beast that was and is not and yet is, here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. And there are also seven kings. Five have fallen, one is, and the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short time. The beast that was is not, and is himself also the eighth, and is of the seventh, and is going to perdition." Now, who eventually goes to perdition? The Antichrist. Amen? "The ten horns which you saw are ten kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast." So they got 1 hour. "These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them. For he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. And those who are with him are what? Called, chosen, and faithful. Then he said to me, 'The waters which you saw where the harlot sits are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. And the ten horns which you saw on the beast, these hate the harlot, make her desolate and naked, eat her flesh, and burn with fire. For God has put it into their hearts to fulfill his purpose.'" So there's going to be a turnaround. To be of one mind and give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. And the woman whom you saw is the great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. It's called Mystery Babylon is evil. It's a world system that we live in. And who control? It's controlled by the Antichrist and fallen angels. They have a global influence against humanity. It is controlled by puppet masters, which hold seats and positions of authority and great wealth. Most of them are primarily billionaire, millionaires, trillionaires. Their hope is to enslave humanity as the masters of deception. They want to capture all the seven pillars that control humanity. In other words, you've got finance, you got financial, you got family, you got church, you got government, you got media. Amen. You got entertainment, you got education, you got pharmakia, you got all of these things that they want to control to manipulate people. One of the things they're trying to do is depopulate as many as people as they can. These corrupt systems lead individuals and they draw individuals. These are called puppet masters and they must be destroyed. They must be destroyed. Why? Because they are masters of what? Deception. This is where people fall into false realities. This is where they're mind controlled through witchcraft and sorcery. They'll do everything they can to prevent you from having a true relationship and hearing God's voice. They've come to steal, kill, and destroy, and they're doing a very good job of it. Many people will fall away. In fact, we're in a falling away right now. But God is opening his arms and rescuing as many that will call on his name today. There's a great revival going on everywhere. The revival isn't just about being in a church. It's a heart revival. God's visiting people in their sleep. I pray for that all the time, that he visits somebody in their sleep because they ain't listening to me. Remember, some of them need to get the hell slapped out of them and make room for heaven. Hallelujah. What a time we're in to be alive. We've been predestined for this time right now. We're the generation of the Lord's return. Amen? So what is a puppet? Isn't it attached to a string? Did you ever see those things? The stick, you know? Boop, boop, boop. Jesus gives us the keys of the kingdom to bind and loose. We have authority to call destructive fire down from heaven. We have authority over all things, but most people don't even know it. Because they're still caught up in the mind instead of the spirit. The mind will discourage you all the time. We got to walk in the mind of Christ, not in a carnal mind. Remember, when the mind is nothing but a storage unit. We want to replace a lot of that stuff in the storage unit that is corrupt and cursed with the things of light and truth and power of God Almighty. Revelation 2 and verse 8. Speaking to the angel of the church in Samaria, write, these things says the first and the last, who was dead and came to life. I know your works, tribulations, and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are the what? Synagogue of Satan. Those are the puppet masters. You got the Rothschild, Rockefellers, Vanderbilts, Bilderbergs, all of these morons. Oh, they believe they're gods because they have so much money. They actually believe that they're gods. They've been chosen. They are gods in their own way. You got Gates and all these other people trying to destroy humanity. But nobody gets away with it. You can't outrun the hand of God. If they don't turn, they cook. Amen? Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison or bring you into bondage, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. Again, not all Jews who say they're Jews are real. There are many fake Jews of the synagogue of Satan. They're billionaire, millionaire, trillionaires, and so forth. Again, their wealth and power, see, because they are lovers of money. Without money, they're nothing. Amen? They're nothing. They're manipulators. They believe they are of the ancient gods of Baal. See, when you came into this world, the powers of darkness assigned demonic forces against you. And as you begin to mature and grow, they've been trying to kill you for a long time. Because they never want you to mature and grow and become a warrior. Then you no longer fear them, but they fear you. And so as you grow more, the more level you get, the bigger devil that comes. But it doesn't matter about their size. They don't carry the fire and the anointing like we do. I don't care how big one is. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. We can bind them, blind them, mute them, and deaf them. And drive them to the pit. We have the authority. That's why Jesus came. He said, I didn't come to bring you peace. I came to bring you a sword. I call it the Holy Ghost bazooka. Because when it's loaded, see, if they can manipulate you to believe that you don't have the power, or if they can compromise your identity, they can easily manipulate you. The first thing they want to steal is your identity. That's how people backslide. They lose their identity, who they are in Christ, what God has done for them. That's why it's so important to stay connected, stay refreshed, stay renewed, become a worshiper. Worship, worship, worship. Worship till you drop. Amen? Because without God's presence, we're nothing. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. Let's speak it. Now, godliness with contentment is what? Great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing with these, we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Listen, there's nothing wrong with being wealthy. But we're not to chase money. Money should be chasing you. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Hello. The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Man, they thrive. Money is everything to them. These puppet masters. And they are masters of deception. Look at Hollywood. What is Hollywood? It's a witch's wit, a witch's stick. And remember, what did they talk about in Hollywood? Tell the vision. Hello. What vision? Deceptive vision. See, they're trying to bring us into a false reality through those. That's why they're called actors. Ain't no one of them real. It's a false reality. So you and I are battling that every day to stay out of that false reality. We battle every single day to maintain our identity. That's that fight every single day. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. All kinds of evil. Does everybody get that? It's so important. You know, so many people aren't willing to stay in position because they're putting themselves before God. Well, I'm not making enough money at this job. I need to find another one. Well, did God tell you that? Well, no. One of the things you don't want to do is get in debt. It's amazing how many people tell me they got blessed by God and they got a $6,000 a month payment on a car or something. You know, it's like, what? That ain't a blessing from the Lord. That's a curse from the enemy. You got taken by the masters of deception. Amen? Boy, their advertisement, you see it on TV or on the radio. Yes! You know, I was looking for a vehicle one time, and I saw this beautiful van. I thought, wow, this would be great for the ministry. And it said so much money. And then when I contacted it, it said, oh, no, that's the down payment. I said, yeah, see it, homie. That's the down payment? What deception to lure people in, you know? For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many what? Many sorrows. Many sorrows. But you, O man and woman of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called, and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I urge you in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this commandment without spot and blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing, which he will manifest in his own time. He who is blessed and only potent, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality dwelling in an unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. Amen. They're all going to be exposed. They're being exposed right now everywhere. This is a sting operation from God in a global event. They're reaping what they sowed now. This is now the day of vengeance. Amen? It's also the year of release. Things are going to be moving faster. John 8, verse 42. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, is God your father? Amen. You would love me. So those who hate Jesus, God ain't their father. For I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you're not able to listen to my words. You are of your father, the what? The devil. Can you imagine saying it in front of these people, these Sanhedrins and Pharisees and Sadducees and so forth? What? They must have freaked out. You calling me my father a devil? You saying this then? And the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. He's the master of deception. He's control of all the puppet masters. Hello. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. Now, these guys were studying the Torah that's what they went to school for. But they were bound by the letter, not by the Spirit. They were so caught up in the rituals of the law that Jesus was standing right in front of them. They couldn't even recognize him. Some did. I'm not going to say all of them. Some of them did. Because they knew Isaiah and all the prophets that spoke about Jesus coming. He did signs and wonders. You know, when you think about it, Jesus was falsely accused, wasn't he? And he was killed. Now, don't get goofy on me. But in that period of time, things changed. You know who's also being falsely accused? Donald Trump. Same thing Jesus went through, although Jesus paid the price for everybody. Donald Trump's been paying the price for everybody too. But he's hanging in there because God has anointed him to be a voice. He's a voice in the wilderness crying out. God is using that man to change the world. The purpose of changing the world was to awaken them. He's been saying it from the beginning. Every time the media showed up, he said, man, those guys are liars. What were they doing? They were puppet masters. The media's puppet masters. They lie about everything. And they still lie. Anybody who watched all the court case of Trump? It's like, it's sickening. And if you can't see it, you better awaken before you wake up in hell.
Yeah.
How stupid can people be and still breathe, right? But that's the deception of the enemy. He blinds them, deceives them. Then he enters them, and things are really crazy. God is a father. Those who love Jesus, that's his power. God's our father, amen? Again, the devil's a master of deception. Continually controlling. Boy, they don't like to lose control. And they don't like to be exposed. They freak out. People call them Karens. But it's really not a Karen. It's a demon. Amen? 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 12. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. So don't grumble and complain. Amen. Thank God. Everyone here loves to suffer. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 13. But evil men and imposters were what? They're going to grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Is it getting worse? Yeah. They're being exposed. That's how it's getting worse. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Jesus Christ or Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man and woman of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Again, evil men and imposters, puppet masters, will get worse and worse and worse. Now they're starting to stumble over their own selves because they walk in darkness. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 1. Oh, that you would bear with me in a little folly, and indeed you do bear with me. For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy. I betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve, here we are, the master deception, the master of deception, the serpent, by his craftiness, so your minds, your thoughts may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, nor if you received a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. Don't get goofy. Hello. You'll know them by their what? Fruits, by their desires. If their desires align with Christ, praise God. Amen? Everybody has a function and a purpose. I've been thrown out of many places. Because, you know, they don't understand my speech. Hallelujah. But anyways, hallelujah. Serpent is the master of deception and the puppet master of humanity. 2 Peter chapter 2, in verse 12, please. But these, like natural brute beasts, made to be caught and destroyed. Oh, they're going to get caught and destroyed. speak evil things they do not understand, and will utterly perish in their own what? Corruption. And will receive the wages of unrighteousness as those who count it pleasure to carouse in the daytime. They are spots, blemishes, carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery and cannot cease from sin, enticing unstable souls. They have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children. They have been trained for this. They were brought up in families for this. They've been indoctrinated for this. They've been controlled by puppet masters. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. But he was rebuked for his iniquity. A dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds carried by tempests. For whom is reserved the what? The blackness of darkness forever and ever and ever. 2 Corinthians 4, starting with verse 1. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. Don't give up. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, which is the message of truth, it is veiled to those who are what? Perishing. They're perishing. Whose minds the God of this age has blinded. How? Through deception. Who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants, for Jesus' sake. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Woohoo! But we have this what? Treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and what? Not us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. We're always carrying about the body of the dying Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body, so that the world can see Jesus and not you. Amen. The God of this age is a master of deception and the puppet master of all the things and seats and positions of authority and governments and everything else. 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 12. But what I do, I will also continue to do, that I may cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the things of which they boast. You know, there's a lot of people out there proclaiming to be Christians. Especially some of these musicians that are out there, movie stars, claiming to be Christians. Or they may say a few scriptures here and there and whatever, but their lifestyle is not Christianity. Amen? Oh, yes. Verse 13, for such are what? False apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself, what? Transforms himself into an angel of light, shape-shifting antichrist, fallen angel. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their what? They're not getting away with it. There are pastors, evangelists, there's teachers, false prophets, all of them. They're all over the place. Amen? But you'll know them by their desires and fruits. I'll never forget one time I was, this was many years ago, I went into a, see a pastor while I was out waiting for him. I heard him on the phone. He's saying, I'm not going to that church. They don't pay me enough. I walked out. I ain't having nothing to do with this guy. People going to places. I've seen individuals that were using the gifts of the Spirit just to make money. I've traveled with some of them and didn't know it until we got in the car one time. We were, I think, in overseas somewhere. And the healing service. We got in the car and he told the pastor of that church, he said, this isn't enough money. I said, whoa. I said, that's done. I'm done with this. And I traveled with this guy a few times. What, moved beautifully in the gifts of the Spirit. Man, he could read your mail. But he walked in what we call a dual anointing. Familiar spirit, pretending to be the Holy Ghost. It's a dual anointing. Many people walk in a dual anointing and don't realize it. My wife and I went to an event one time, and we were sitting there, and there was a group of people, and there were it was a prophetic time, and worship and so forth. And we were sitting there, and this woman had a word for my wife, and it witnessed to my spirit. And then the guy next to me wanted to give me a word, and he prayed in the spirit and whatever, and he grabbed my hand, and once he touched my hand, I saw this white body, just a white body, walk from behind us and bend over and speak to this man's ear. And I said, Lord, what's this? He says, it's a familiar spirit. Do you want a word from me or that familiar spirit? I said, what do I do? He said, bind it. So I bound that spirit in the name of Jesus, and that man couldn't even talk. And then he said, squeeze my hand tighter. I said, what's that got to do with a word from the Lord, man? Squeeze my hand tighter. And it's amazing because he was inviting everybody for healing the next morning. And so my wife asked me if I was going. I said, no. But he was given a message afterwards. And I said, Lord, what do you want me to do? He says, I want you to go hear his message. You know what he taught on? Mixed anointing. Himself. It was awesome. It was a great teaching. And my wife and I were going, man, that's him. Yes. These demons can infiltrate anywhere if you let them. Amen. Psalm 38, verse 11. My loved ones and my friends stand aloft for my plague, and my relatives stand afar off. Those also who seek my life lay snares for me. Does the powers of darkness seek your life? Amen. Those who seek my hurt speak of destruction and plan what? Deception all day long. All day long, man. That's they live to kill you. But I, like a deaf man, do not hear. I am like a mute who does not open his mouth. In other words, don't agree with what you are being told. But look, if you speak it, you're going to eat it. Amen? I'm never going to get anything. Shut up, man. Yes, you look at those programs people go to. Hi, my name is whatever, and I'm an addict. Well, you're going to stay an addict. It's good to confess. Then there's a time it's enough. You can't keep confessing you're an addict for 10 years. You'll be fighting addiction. And you'll be stepping into demon management and not be free. Because that's all the world can offer you is demon management. And eventually that demon's going to want a full course meal. I am like a mute who does not open his mouth. Thus I am like a man who does not hear and in whose mouth is no response. For in you, O Lord, I hope you will hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest they rejoice over me. lest when my foot slips, they exalt themselves against me. Ooh, for I am ready to fall, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare my iniquity. I will be in anguish over my sin. But my enemies are vigorous. And they are what? Strong. And those who hate me wrongfully have multiplied. Those also who render evil for good, they are my adversaries, because I follow what is good. What did he say? Do not forsake me, O Lord, my God. Be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. Oh, yeah. Deception all day long. Puppet masters. Boy, they are puppets. And they are masters of deception. It's unfortunate we got puppets in the White House and in Congress. And Democratic Party. It's incredible. Even Republicans, there's a bunch of, they're all being led by money because they're lovers of money. There's a few good ones, but not many. Not many. Romans 8:18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are what? Not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also be delivered from the bondage of what? Corruption. How did it fall in there? By the puppet masters. Into the glorious liberty of the children of God. So we know this has got to break through. Because it's got to be turned into our hands. Amen. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with what? Perseverance. We're going to need perseverance, man. We're going to need some endurance. We're going to need to stay hidden in the secret place so we're not, we don't go astray either way, that we don't get deceived. We got to know ahead of time. Look at the enemy's planning a trap for you all the time. It's just the way it is. Welcome to the earth. Controlled by the powers of darkness and puppet masters. They have the wealth. But I'll tell you what, all their wealth is, cannot compare to the power of Christ in us. See, money is power. Amen? Why? Because it manipulates people because of desire and want. But there's a power that's from above, and there's a power from beneath. There's a wisdom from above, and there's a wisdom from beneath. People go to colleges and get wisdom from beneath. They don't teach anymore, they indoctrinate. That's how it is. But things are going to change. God is exposing it all. So, in other words, people need to take their kids out of school. Can you imagine if everybody took their kids out of school, what would the government do? They'd freak out, right? They'd freak out. That's the only, if people would finally get to unity and get together, how about everybody boycott Netflix? No more. How about everybody stop using cable? I mean, people are so dependent on artificial intelligence. Now we got phones, computers, and everything. I remember when things first started, I tried to say, man, I'm not getting into any of that stuff, man. I'm just give me a pen and pad. Right, I couldn't keep up. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. The world is in bondage by the puppet masters and the masters of deception. They get you sick. Now think about this. Disease ain't from God. Not that. God uses the enemy too, you know. He uses the devil. So the powers of darkness get you sick, right? And then you got to pay for the cure. Think about that. Even when you get a cold, you still got to pay for it to get cured. Does anybody understand that? They set up us up in everything. They cause cancer. Things that they release. Look what they did with the... Then they said, we got a cure for you. And it's free. Yeah, because they wanted to kill you. Here, take this and you're going to die. No problem. Oh, just go get... You're all right. Oh, we have a booster club too. You know, if you get 14, you can get go to the spa. Or you get a free tombstone. Hallelujah. It's pretty sick. John 16, verse 5. Jesus said, but now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things, your sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, boy, do we need a Helper, will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I'm telling you, the ruler has been judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Why? Because they didn't have the Holy Ghost. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, has come, he will guide you into what? All truth, not deception. So it's amazing to me how many believers got the... The Holy Spirit was saying, no! No, don't do that. Why? Because it's a mark of the beast. Not the mark, but one of the marks of the beast. People have no idea how many years they got left. And I think once they hook up all this 5G stuff, people are going to start, you know. You're going to know the ones that have been, that their hair is going to stand up and they're going to look like electricity and stuff like that. Anyways, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you things to what? To come. So we shouldn't freak out at all. If you're filled with the Spirit of God and you're being led by the Spirit, you'll know. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. Oh, isn't that nice? Aren't you a joint heir of Christ? Praise God. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. See, our dad owns it all. He owns it all. Even when I pull in a parking place I'm not supposed to be, they come out and say something. My Father owns this. Not that I go around and look for parking places I'm not supposed to be. But sometimes you just got to park somewhere, you know. But my Father owns it all. If you have an attitude that Dad owns it all, now don't try to tell a police officer that, all right? I forgot, where did we go last on? Where did we go on? And I said something about, hey, my Father owns this place, don't worry about it. I forgot where it was. It was like, oh, really? Yes, okay. I don't remember. It might have been. Hallelujah. Anyways, you know, you got an attitude of God's got it and you're his child. He's got it and you're his child. You're a joint heir of Christ, the righteousness of God. Blessed are your spiritual blessings, seated in heavenly places. People need to act like it and not cower away from it. Let's close at Isaiah 21. In verse 1, please. Burden against the wilderness of the sea. As whirlwinds in the south pass through, so it comes from the desert, from a terrible land. A distressing vision is declared to me. a treacherous dealer deals treacherously, and the plunderers go up, O Elam, besiege, O Media, all its sighing I have made to cease. Therefore my loins are filled with pain. Pangs have taken hold of me, like pains of a woman in labor. I was distressed when I heard it. I was dismayed when I saw it. My heart wavered, fearfulness frightened me. The night for which I longed, he turned into fear for me. Prepare the table. Set a watchman in the tower. Eat and drink. Arise, you princes. Anoint the shield. For thus has the Lord said to me, go set a watchman. Let him declare what he sees. And he saw a chariot with a pair of horsemen, a chariot of donkeys and chariot of camels. And he listened earnestly with great care. Then he cried aloud, a lion, my Lord. I stand continually on the watchtower in the daytime. I sat at my post every night. And look, here comes a chariot of men with a pair of horsemen. Then he answered and said, Babylon is fallen, and all the carved images of her gods have been broken to the ground. O my threshing and the grain of my floor, that which I have heard from the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I declare to you, the burden against me. And then we don't have to go no further. Babylon has fallen. Babylon, again, it's already been done. Babylon has already fallen. It's already done. Now we're just going through. Remember, Jesus came ahead of time and already did it all. Amen? He's not bound by any space or time. Amen? He can go anywhere he wants at any time. He's done it all. It's finished, complete. Remember he said, it's finished. Amen? Now we got to go through it. We're going to watch everything unfold. Amen? I mean, it's like going to the movies. We're watching the powers of darkness be exposed. We're watching them get taken down. And the Bible tells us that our reward is going to see the wicked be judged. That's our reward. So we got to keep battling. We got to keep pulling down principalities, powers of darkness. We got to keep driving these spirits out of the White House. We got to keep driving these spirits out of mental institutions and out of your own house and your own temple. Amen. It's our responsibility to drive them out. Amen. It's our responsibility. And what a time we're in to do it, man. Praise God. So, Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And, Lord, we just come against every puppet master. And we bind, blind, mute, and deaf them, wherever they are. In all their seats and positions of authority, we call destructive fire on every seat, Lord. Lord, drive them into the prisons and their spirits into the pit. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, quicken us. Quicken us so we don't get deceived. Grant us eyes to see all the way through. And a heart to follow you in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.